Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, music, how hot it is in this room, whatever comes to mind.
Not hot.
Y'all not hot?
Not at all, actually.
All right, maybe it's because I just walked back up and down the stairs like 3-4 times. But, if you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend. But let's just hop into the topic. Well, before that, how are you guys doing today?
Good. I'm getting a little sleepy, but good.
I feel that. I'm kind of tired as well, but I did take a little bit of a nap, so I'm all right for now.
Yeah, I'm all right. I don't know if you introduced everybody, but this is Shaquoia D, B and Breeze. It's your boy Damani.
We literally just did that. You ain't say your name?
No, we didn't say that.
We did say that.
No, we did the intro. She didn't say I'm Shaquoia D.
Yeah, I said B and Breeze.
I don't remember.
And then I'm pretty sure you said something. Then she was
I did.
Actually, how are you guys?
I thought you did say your name.
Did, but it's okay.
And say,
did say, you say
I,
your
I
name?
Said my name.
I think I said my name.
You said your name.
All right, I'm Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Are you okay?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
All right, well, let's jump into the topic.
So today's topic is it what you say or how you say it? Like, what's more important?
Are we referencing life or are we referencing music?
I feel like regardless it's the same. For me, regardless it's the same.
Do tell.
Yeah, tell me more. Why is it the same? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I choose how you say it. Regardless how you say something is more important than what you say.
Why?
Now I can now think about, you know, sometimes it is what you say.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like a lot of times it's how you say it.
Why?
Because how you say it is, okay, prime example. If you say something confidently, it doesn't really matter what you say. You could still get away with it because you said it confidently.
But you could still be an asshole if you say something confidently.
You can, but if you get away with stuff, you say it confidently. Or if you, yeah, it's just how you say it. I may not hurt your feelings if I take into consideration certain things. Like if I say this a certain way, it's not going to hurt your feelings. It still get the same point across, but I think the word starts with an M. I can't think of it. When you take people, empathy, it don't start with, mm-hmm.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know. Like, cause you could be like, I could call you an idiot in a way that's like,
and we all might laugh.
Yeah, I mean that is true, right? But like at the end of the day, if I actually still called you, like I can still call you an idiot. It doesn't necessarily mean that I didn't call you an idiot if I said it in a polite way. I could be like, yo, he just his mental isn't all the way there. It's like that's a nice way of saying that you're stupid. Yeah, but it's like you still said I was stupid. Like that's not it. That's still not okay. That doesn't make it okay. I think you can trick people into thinking that you're saying something that you're not actually saying, but depending on how you say it. So again, it's like, oh, he's not all the way. Sometimes he has these fits, you know, he's not all the way there. And it's like, as opposed to like, he'd be wild and he'd be acting stupid. Like, that's a complete, that's the same, the contents of what I'm saying is the exact same, but
it's how you say it.
Right. But I don't know if it matters more. I think it just depends on the circumstance that you're in. Like, cause like, When you listen to how certain people say things, you be like, oh, that sounded amazing. But when you look at what they said, you be like, no, that was a stupid statement. Like, you should be like, well, I'm not going to let that fly just because you said that in a cool way. Like, and I think sometimes we let things slide because somebody said it in a cool way. It's like, nah, that wasn't a good statement. Like, a lot of politicians, like, they can get away with saying certain stuff because they sound smart saying it. So, like, if you can trick people into saying something that's like, no, I don't agree with, like, if you were listening, you shouldn't agree with that. But because he said that. Because
he said it confidently.
Like, I got to agree with him because he confident.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Go ahead.
Oh, now you go ahead. I was just going to piggyback on the.
Oh, go ahead.
About how you say it. But go ahead.
You could piggyback?
Oh, I was just going to throw that in there because it's about how you say it.
Okay, so I feel like it's also circumstantial as well, just because it depends on what setting you're in. It also depends on who you're talking to. It also depends on, like, just what you're saying in general. It's a lot of ways to say a lot of things. It's also a lot of ways to say nothing, right? And just because it sounds good.
Shakespeare.
Exactly. Just because it sounds good doesn't necessarily mean that you're saying anything to me. Now, if it's in reference to music, I think that, I mean, it's subjective to the listener, mm-hmm. On which is important for me, because I like to listen to lyrics. A lot of times it's more important, like, what you actually said than how you said it. But for some people, it might just be like, how they said it was fire. I mean, for a lot of artists, just how they say certain stuff, it'd be like, all right, that's fire. But it depends on what setting you're in, honestly. I feel like he was saying about calling somebody an idiot or, like, saying they're not all the way there. And sometimes it's okay because it's a nicer way to say it without being rude about it. But also it's like, I don't know, it's still like you still saying what you're saying. Like, it's not like you're actually saying something that's nice. You're just making it sound nice. Sugarcoating. Yeah, kind of sugarcoating it.
But is it sugarcoating if you being honest, but you're not saying, like, okay, when Charlamagne be like, you know, that's not it. He say, just, that's not it.
But sugarcoating that, it's not you lying. Like, sugarcoating isn't you lying. Sugarcoating is you covering up the bad. Instead of you just saying what you mean, you're adding fluff on top of it to make it sound nicer than it actually is. You're not necessarily lying. You're still saying the same thing. It just sounds prettier.
Yeah, so it's the exact same thing. It's just easier to digest.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's better than just saying what you have to say.
Yeah, like again, if I'm using
the idiot thing.
Yeah, the idiot thing. Like, I could say in a very... Like, I can say in a very confident and like roundabout way that, like, oh, you're an idiot, and you might not realize that I said you were an idiot, but, like, that doesn't take away from the fact that I called you an idiot to your face, as opposed to me being like, yo, you're stupid. Like, that's it. Like, how I said it, be like, you, again, it makes a difference, because that it can make a difference between whether or not you're ready to fight me or whether you're like, oh yeah, okay, I see where you're coming from. But, like, at the end of the day, like, what did you actually... What did the person actually say? Like, mm-hmm. Was this okay for them to actually say?
It's like even when you're being shady, right? So a lot of times... What? All right, so if you're being shady to somebody, most times you're not just outright saying, like, it could be as simple as, I don't like you. Sometimes they'd be like, oh, okay, you chose... Like, let's say I don't like what you...
Okay.
I don't like you, and I don't like what you decided to wear to this event that we just both happen to be at. And because we're at this event, we all have to be cordial, but I don't really like you like that. So rather than me being outright and just letting you know that I don't like you, in me trying to be cordial, I would start being shady. So if I don't like your outfit, oh, okay, I see you wore that. That's what you chose. All right. Something like that. It could be worse than that. I mean, that wasn't a great example.
But so y'all think it's more about what you say than how you say it?
I think it should be. I think we should probably... I think you should probably pay attention to what people are actually saying more than how they're saying it. Because I think stuff can get lost in translation when you pay attention to how somebody says something. Like, even with your friends. Like, you can, like, depending on which friends you, and for me, I'll speak for me. Certain friends, they can say something to me, and I don't care how they said it because I know what they meant. Right? Versus, like, if I don't know you, it's like, how you said it might bother me. But I think if at the end of the day, if what you're saying is, like, positive, it's like, all right, cool, I shouldn't really be mad because I know what you I know what you meant. You didn't deliver it the best, but I know what you meant. As opposed to, like, how you, if I care more about how you say it, then it's like, I don't necessarily, what you said doesn't really matter to me as much as my feelings about how you presented it to me.
I feel like it's more of how you say it, because it's easier for me to take it in if you say it a certain way. Like,
but why? Like, what? Why is it easier for you? Like, if it's the truth, like, on paper, it really shouldn't matter it shouldn't matter how it's said as long as it's the truth.
It might be the truth, but I don't like how you deliver it.
I do agree with that, because especially depending on who it's coming from, like, it just be like, you ain't, this conversation did not have to go like this. You didn't have to say this like this. At this point, I feel disrespected, even though this was a good conversation.
Period. Like, I needed to hear it. Sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I needed to hear it, but
you didn't need to hear it like that.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah, I get that. I've been there.
Hey, I mean, look, and I get it to a degree, but I also, to me, it's also like, hey, like, if you needed to hear it, you needed to hear it. Like me dressing it up is just me caring about your feelings. But like, right. If I care about, but I should, in theory, you should care more about the person being better than you should care about their feelings.
But like, sometimes I can't even hear the message because of how you sound, like, because of your tone or how you said it to me. So now ain't no message.
Okay, let's bring it to music. If somebody is clipping, you hear the clipping. So the message isn't coming across how it should come across, because all you hit, you make music, you do everything with music, so you know they're clipping. And it's like, I can't get past this clipping. Like, I can't get past it. So if they just dial it back a little bit, now you could, oh, I actually like how they, boom, that was a nice, that was a good one. I'm about to take that for myself.
Okay, and just for people who don't know, clipping is just when you're too loud on a recording. So when you're too loud, it sounds...
creates a distortion.
Yeah, it just sounds weird, right? But I understand that, true. But I'm going to use a slightly different example for music. I'll use, like, all right, I'll use DaBaby, right? DaBaby has an amazing rap voice. After three songs, you don't care about... You might not care about the song anymore. He sounds amazing, but when you listen to what he's saying, it's like, bro, I don't want to hear this. Why do people stop listening to people? I don't want to hear it. He's talking about the same thing over and over. It's like,
but he made it to where he made it because of how he says it.
But right, how he says it is important. But at the end of the day, the thing that's more important is what he's actually saying. Because like, if you can sound amazing, but if everything is hippity hippity hippity, nobody wants to hear that no more.
Hippity.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you sound like a Flintstones character, nobody wants to hear you after a certain... you get away from, like, the how you said it, now we can... All right, cool. I heard, like, now it sounded cool, but now what did you actually say? Oh, this ain't even... I can't support... What is this? This sounds amazing, but I don't really... Like, this is... What is this? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, can you remember the baby song that you heard? And you was like, that was fire. That was a... Not at all.
That's what I was thinking.
And it sounds... And it's so fire. It's like, okay, cool. He can rap. But it's like, after a while, it's like, bro, this is... You haven't changed... We've heard the sound so much. And it's like, all right, I've heard the sound. And it's like, yeah, I know it sounds good. It's supposed to sound good. But now it's like, all right, what did you say? I don't really know. And it don't really matter. The stuff that you remember usually is the stuff that, like, when you hear it, it's like, and I will always love you. Like, you remember certain stuff because of what they said, not necessarily. Sometimes it's the melody. A lot of times it's the melody, but.
I was going to say that I Will Always Love You is not a good example.
It's not.
Because that was originally by Dolly Parton. And Dolly Parton didn't get as much traction as Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And that was partially because of how Whitney Houston sang it. So.
True.
I mean, it was also attached to a movie, but it was how Whitney sang it. Even Dolly Parton was like, that's her song now. Like,
yeah. And I mean, I think there's times where it can make a difference. But again,
you retracting.
No. I never said it didn't matter. I didn't say don't get it twisted. It does matter, but I think it's once you get past how it sounds, like at the core of it, it's like what was said. Like that song, granted, Whitney could have sounded amazing singing. Whitney sounded amazing singing anything. Mm-hmm. Like that, and that's a given. But like I think some of the things that help is like you have the great, like you have great lyrics, you have great things that you are actually saying with the great sound. It's not just
because. Yeah. So if you had to pick one. If y'all had to pick one, what you say or how you say it?
Just in life in general?
Yeah, I'm saying life or music.
I mean, we can go music and then we can go life.
That's tough. I need a marriage. I can't just have one.
Even with that, if we talk about life, you can say some true and honest things, but it may not be received because of how you said it.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So I feel like how you say it doesn't mean that you're not talking about anything. But I just feel like how you say it makes it that much better, that much easier to take in for everybody.
I feel like for me, personally, I don't know. Because what you just said was that sometimes it's not received well depending on what you say. I mean, depending on how you say it.
Yeah, I would say like it's not received at all, depending on how you say it.
And that's true, but it's still a possibility that it's not going to be received regardless, whether you say it nice or you say it, like, rude. I feel like the two coincide with each other. If we're talking music, I think I listen more for what you say, for the most part. I think like the songs that I really like, I listen to what they are actually saying because I like the stories, I like having a story behind stuff. But for, I don't know, it's really hard because like in personal life I be kind of triggered sometimes depending on how you say stuff to me. But and then
even with that, how you say it doesn't necessarily have to be nice. How you say it, in my mind, is in terms of knowing your audience, knowing who you're speaking to. So it doesn't have to be nice. It can be honest. It can be, you're an idiot.
But I feel like even in that situation, what they're saying is more important than how they're saying it. So if you know your audience, then you don't have to focus so much on how you're saying it, right? You can just say it.
No, if you know your audience, you're saying it a certain way to speak to your audience.
But not always.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes, so if you know your audience and your audience knows you well, there's a lot of times you don't have to try and, like, present it in a different way. You can present it exactly how it is and they'll respect it. Like, well, I like how you did that. Like, dang, I don't even use him because that's going to be in favor of your point. But I'm, like, DMX, right? He's the classic person of, right?
God rest in peace.
Classic of, like, he's going to say something in the coolest way possible, right? But something that was also unique to him was that he's saying exactly how, like,
he would say it.
Like, and it's the truth. It's like, what he's saying is equally as important as how he's saying it. So it's like, he doesn't have to sugarcoat anything. Like, he could just say whatever he wants
but
to say.
But how you saying it doesn't mean you're sugarcoating.
But it doesn't, okay, so how you're saying it is not necessarily that you're sugarcoating. It's not necessarily, it's not always that you're changing how you say something. It's not always that you're switching on and off or whatever, or to make something sound better or anything like that. I feel like what the real discussion is, what we're really talking about, is what we focus on, right? So, like, do you focus more? Is it more important for you, like, when you're focusing on when somebody talks to you, is it more important to you on, like, basically, if we're talking about food, I like to eat. So, what's more important, the presentation or the ingredients?
It's a good one.
So, like, if you think about it like that, they're both very important things. Mm-hmm. Like, if it don't look good, I don't really want it. But also, if the ingredients are bad or like they're nasty or something in it, well, that I don't...
If it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, if it doesn't taste good, the ingredients don't go together well, or like, then it's like, I don't really want it either. So like, having a combination of the two, I think, is most important. But most people, you could still stay on the food, most people eat with their eyes first. So that goes to your point of how you say it, right? But then on the other hand, if I eat my eyes and then I taste it and it's nasty, it doesn't matter how it looked. So I think they kind of go together. I think yes, it's important how you say it, but I think the substance still has to be there. I feel like a lot of times we focus on how people say things to us. Actually, I don't know. I think it depends, because I'm even thinking about that whole low vibrational plate video. Because <Yeah. laughs> I would have been like, girl, what are you talking about? But, and the way she was saying that is like, how she said it. The girl didn't care how she said it. The girl cared that the ingredients, what she was saying to her. Now, I don't necessarily agree with what she was saying to her, but that ain't none of my business. So.
In that situation, we talking about the same video. It was who was saying it to her. It was the person that was saying it to her.
Well, and that plays a role.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's not even okay. If she looked at her as equal, she wasn't letting her talk to her like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dollar signs talking to me like this. That's how I perceived it. It's dollar signs talking to me like, oh, you're a peasant. Get that peasant plate out of here. This is how you're supposed to eat.
Like, damn. Excuse me.
Hold on.
But that's the thing, that, and I've learned over the years, like, you can get true information from somebody who is completely wrong in most of the things that, like, you can get some truth from somebody who's living in the complete opposite place. Like, somebody can be like, hey bro, don't do this X, Y, and Z with your money, and they are terrible with their money. They do everything wrong with their money, but they gave you something good. So it's like they could have, you'd be like, yo, I don't need to hear this from you. I don't need to hear nothing from you. But it's like, if what they said was actually, like, had substance to it, then it's like, shouldn't that matter more than who it's coming from? That's kind of what we get into now. But, like, shouldn't the substance, shouldn't it matter more, like, what's being said versus how it's being said?
I mean,
like, if I tell you, hey, yo, you gotta eat healthier, you're gonna die, right? right? But no, I'm saying, like, you gotta change your diet or you're gonna die, right? But, like, if you get hung up on the fact, like, I don't like how you just said that to me, and you just be like, all right, I'm not gonna do it because I don't like how you said that, as opposed to being like, nah, this is like, I'm, oh, like, the substance is like, yo, you eat healthy or all right, well, maybe I should actually eat healthy. Like, isn't it more important that you pay attention to what the message actually was? Versus,
I mean, yeah, how they say it. The message is be important, but look at me like an equal. Don't talk to me like you better than me. Cause respect, the same respect I give you, I need that in return. Cause if I don't get it, I'm not listening. I mean, I might go in this moment, anything that you're saying, I'm not hearing it. But I'm hearing it, but I'm not hearing it. So maybe a couple days later, I might sit down and think, okay, yeah, it was right, but they wilding. We not doing that. I'm a get right, but we not doing that. Yeah, it's clipped. I guess maybe I'm burning bridges. But talk to me like I'm a human.
So, I agree. What I was gonna say was, so in the instances of disrespect, right? Is it more disrespectful if they're saying something that's untrue, or is it more disrespectful if they're saying something that's true but how they said it was disrespectful?
They both disrespectful.
Wait, can you repeat what you just said?
So like, all right, if somebody, yeah, is it more disrespectful? Like, all right, let's say if I say something that sounds disrespectful but it's actually helpful to you, right? Is that worse than if somebody says something that's not helpful, right? But it didn't come off like
It didn't come off disrespectful, yeah. but it's just like not
if it was or we're talking about truth and lie. Like, if I can lie to you and make it sound really good, or I can tell you the truth and it'll sound really bad. Like, so is it more considered disrespect because of how I said it or with what I actually said? Just for more examples and for you guys, because like I think for me a lot of the times I feel more disrespected when I realize what somebody actually like what they actually mean by what they're saying versus what they actually said. Because people would be saying stuff, I'm like, yo, you out of pocket. Like, all right, I know you. This isn't the energy. You giving me a different kind of energy than you actually mean. That's not what you really mean. And it's like the real disrespect is when I know this is what you actually meant versus, hey, you said this so out of pocket, but I know that's not what you meant. You didn't mean this. You didn't mean to say it like that. I can correct you on that, but you know.
For me personally, I feel like it depends on who says it. I feel like I've been okay. All right. I feel like my mind be telling me like, yeah, it's about what they say, but I'm thinking back on my actions, right? And like sometimes it be how they say it. A lot of times I feel like, and off the rip, it be like how they say it, if we're talking about like regular life. But it depends on who says it, because depending on who says it, I'll sit and try to decipher what they were actually trying to say to me. But also depending on who says it, like you said, I'm not even hearing you right now. I'm just hearing your tone. And the tone is saying disrespect. It's giving disrespectful. So, yeah, I'm done. I'm not having this conversation. So, it really just depends. I feel like I keep saying I feel like a lot. But that's just how I feel. And
I felt like I was about to sneeze.
Oh, okay. Y'all did that at the same time. But yeah, I feel like this is a hard topic just because it depends on the people, it depends on the situation. It also depends on what you're saying. What is the conversation topic? Give me a topic.
But how you say it doesn't mean you're not saying anything.
I know.
Right.
And just because you saying something, a lot of people not going to hear it because of how you're saying it.
That is true.
And just because you're saying something doesn't mean that you're saying it in a bad way. It doesn't mean that you're being disrespectful. Sometimes you are just saying something. Sometimes you're saying it, but in a way that you know will be received well. Sometimes you're saying it in a way that you don't know if it's going to be received well, or you know it's not going to be received well. So I think the two actually go together more than we realize.
So if you had to pick one. That's what I want to know. Y'all keep teeter tottering.
No,
don't nobody care about your back hurt, your feet hurt. Either is how you say it or what you say.
I can give you a percentage. I think it's 60% what you're saying and 40% how you say it. That's just me. Bless you.
Bless you.
Allergies.
But the question at hand is it what you say or how you say it? That's all I'm trying to figure out. I say it's how you say it.
And music.
What you say? Talk to me nice and no talking at all.
Yeah, I did say that. But the important thing isn't just me going. I'm trying to think.
Okay, so what's your percentage?
Mm-hmm. 60-40, yeah.
60-40.
What you're saying, 40 is how you say it. Because I think it's cool. To me, it's like, all right, it's cool. How do I put it? The important thing is what you're saying. How you dress it up is extra. Like, it's like, that's all right. That's, you're just putting a little sauce on. Like, because you, again, I can, if I say, if I'm, what I'm saying is actually true or slick or whatever it is, it's like, then the way I present it to you is like, oh, that's even better. But it's like, if you're not saying anything, but it sounds cool, after the first, and again, if I'm using music, after like the first listen, after I get over the shock of like, oh dang, this, I wasn't expecting, the sound is good. Now all I'm left with is, what did you say? Okay. And what you said was, I went to the store the other day and I lost my hat. It's like, oh, that sounded cool.
That's your favorite.
This is
line.
A I'm saying it because like on paper it sounds great, and then you'd be like, hold on, this is a hat story. This is a terrible story. Like, I don't, what, why am I supporting it?
Okay.
I
mean, so if you say the most profound thing in the world and nobody hears it.
That's why I said 60-40.
Okay. So, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a noise?
Technically, it doesn't make a sound. You have to be there to... Somebody has to be there to hear
it. Why don't you think it makes a sound?
Sound is... The whole definition of... The whole point of that is that you have to be around to perceive a sound. Somebody has to be around to perceive a sound. Otherwise, it doesn't make a sound.
Birds. Birds being forest.
If I drop a pen
and nobody hears it, technically it doesn't make a sound because nobody was there to hear it. That's technically what the answer is to the
riddle. If
you want me to say,
if I say help, if I'm in the middle of a forest by myself, I'm lost and I say help.
I mean,
and
as long as
nobody's around to hear it,
as long as you can hear it,
yeah,
then it made a sound.
So the tree not alive.
The tree
don't have ears. I think the point.
The tree make a sound if it falls in the forest.
What does that have to do with this?
It doesn't.
It's about how you say it.
I need more explanation because that didn't connect.
See, it didn't make sense. You see what I'm talking about?
How you say it.
No, but how you say
how
it.
How you just said that.
It didn't make sense. If she's paying attention to what you're actually saying.
It's
and just because of
who I am.
No, it's no. Because of what you just... Because again, you can get by. You can skate by and be like... Oh,
we
that
just
was,
had a whole conversation about whether it make a sound or not.
Yeah, we
it's
did.
That's how we got this far, because of how I said it.
Yeah, but she was like, hey, all right, what does that have to do with what we were talking about? Because this don't make sense. Again, this initially it's like we're on the tangent with you, and then we take a second, and it's like...
This is what I'm left with.
Yeah, what do we...
Well,
what
how does this connect?
Yeah, it's like the reason why you, like, certain people you listened to when you were younger and certain people you didn't.
The moral of the story is... But how you say it?
I don't think
I'm confused. How does this connect? You didn't say any like different than anybody else has ever said that statement.
No substance.
But, serious.
Yeah, I'll explain.
What's the question?
Not what's the question. That's going to be the title. What's the question?
Not here.
All right.
That's what I was going to say. It's like the reason why some people's music you'll go back to and like it doesn't age well, because the person cared only about how it sounded. Like, they didn't care about what they were saying. So you'll be like, dang, I don't use my boy Luda. But like if I'm using Luda... As an example, some of it did not age well, just simply based off of what he was saying. He valued how he was saying it, and like he had like such an amazing rap voice that like that took precedence over what he was actually saying. Cause like, get back, you don't know me like that.
Get back, mama.
You don't know me like that.
That one aged well,
right? But like, there's some. Come on, don't.
Hit him with a right hook.
Hit him with a jab.
Hit him with an uppercut. Keep them in his ass.
But I think we love the song because, again, it's not always just about what you're saying. Sometimes you can say something, it's like, you can make it sound really good to people and it's memorable. But in terms of, like, some of the stuff that, like, we don't talk about him in the same regard as we talk about, like, Andre, or we talk about like just some of the other, like, we put him in a different space because other people put that, like, he says stuff really, he says amazing stuff and he sounds amazing doing it. Like right now, like, there was a point where Luda was like, and when he was just doing he was on the love making songs, and every single time it was,
let me touch your little ball,
and it's just like, bro, I don't want to hear you do this. No, like, this isn't, can we please move on from
it? But when he was talking about his more substance songs, can you name one?
Runaway Love.
Runaway love.
You and your 9 years old. While the world is so cold.
That song was good.
That's on fire.
Kiki Palmer was in that video.
That's
the only one I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Again, everybody isn't supposed to make Substance music. But it was something to say. Not everybody. And I don't want to hear Substance from everybody. Like, some people just sound great saying stuff. Like, and that's okay. That is very okay. But I think in the long run, I think it's, again, I think it's 60-40. Because I think it's 60. Because when you look at what somebody actually said, it's like, dang, that was, like, that's true. Or, like, dang, that's, like, that was accurate. Or that was, like, really who this person was. Like, granted, how you say it is a part of
who you are.
But I don't know. I just sometimes I think most of the time I think it's 60-40. And I think there's exceptions to every rule. Because I think DMX, like, anything that he says is, no, like, Tisha, I mean, Inez, and he's naming names.
That was it.
Like, there's no substance. It's not even a bar. Like, it's just, he's naming the name. I met her at the ice cream bar. Like, it's like, storytelling. But no, anybody else says that, and it's like, bro, turn this off. I don't want to hear none of this. Like, why? What are you talking about?
I met her at the ice cream parlor. It's just,
like, anybody else says that, it's like, turn this off. Yeah. But, like, his voice,
say it?
For some people it's not that. I think most people it doesn't end up being that. But DMX is, again, not a good example, because he said amazing stuff as well. It wasn't just that he had an amazing voice.
So who's somebody who says amazing stuff but doesn't say it well?
Okay. Most times. It's not even they say amazing stuff well, but if we talking about the rappity rap, lyrical miracle schmiracle, they say amazing stuff.
They just don't say it.
But it's not received, because I don't want you to be rapping to me all day. It's just like this. It's like, no, talk to me.
Talk to me nice.
Like, talk to me.
Yeah, it's a marriage.
Let's converse.
It is a marriage. I just think you can't. I feel like you just can't all. It just can't all be how you say it. Like, it just, everything can't be how you say it. And that's how a lot of people get over. Like, I'll use Dr. Umar. Right. Anytime I, like, if you're not paying attention, like, when you actually, like, look at what he says, you'd be like, what did he?
I need all that butt on.
Yeah, you'd be like, what did
I
he
need
say?
All that butt on.
Like, what did he actually just say? Like, that's not. But he'll, if you're not paying attention, if you just listen to, like, the silhouette of what he's saying, you'd be like, oh, snap, that man made all the sense in the world. Let me follow what he's doing. And it's like, when you actually go, like, break it down line by line, you'd be like, well, that's not good. Like, you don't want your woman to wear a wig, because that's why.
This is a true story, y'all.
It takes, once you get past the sound of how it sounds, that's why I said it's 60-40, once you get past the, like, how it sounds, because that's usually what you're going to, it's like when you're dating somebody, or when you see somebody, what do most people say? They're attracted to the look first. Then once you get past how it look, you're like, well, dang, you, the substance of who you are, you'd be like, I can't ride with you. Of course you look good. That's good. That's only a portion of it. Like, who are you as a person?
Who are you as a person? It's like, no.
I'm a king. Royalty.
I did this to myself.
Dashing, debonair. Marvelous, starveless, all of you know. I'm me.
Anyway.
Get to the good part. You want to know why? Because it's all about how you say it. I must be experienced. See? Stop playing with that man! The biggest.
I had something to throw at you.
You know, and then somebody gonna be like, this man, I can see right through this.
Mm-hmm.
You see this?
Stop the cat.
Pop the cat.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know plenty of people who, like, you can, there's plenty of people.
Plenty of players and players.
Nah, but I think you could, and you could probably name plenty of people who, like, aren't attractive, but they have such great, like, they're such a great person and great traits that are about them. The substance, like, makes them more attractive.
Mm-hmm. That be happening. I feel like that happened a lot more for, like girls when they talking to guys than they do the other way around.
I don't think so. You just got to get to a certain age.
Basically, you got to be old. And the picture's gotta be not slim. Not old,
experienced. And you realize that everything that glitter ain't gold.
All right. Yeah,
like, everything that sound good ain't always good. But
I wrote a whole song about it. Shakespeare, Shakespeare, but so soft and sweet.
But this is what I'm saying. You can make amazing things sound good.
And like, you can also make terrible things sound good. Great.
You can.
You can make things sound really great. Things aren't always what they seem.
They're not, but it's how you say it. I feel like it's how you say it. If you like, do these pants make me look fat? And Damani like, yeah. It's how you say it.
If he just say yeah, I mean,
how would you take that?
I feel like he's like done that before.
I didn't.
I didn't ask the pants make me look fat. I wouldn't ask that. I mean, I would be excited if he said yes, but because that means my butt look big. But
I'm not talking.
You asked me a question. I'm trying to be honest.
Oh my.
You didn't like how I said it?
No. You switched up my words. Switched up my story.
How?
I did not say, do these pants make my butt look big?
No, but that's how I would have took it.
If you asked, do these pants make me look fat?
At this stage of my life, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, fat with a PH. I was talking about fat with a F.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I would have took it that way.
PH? What is it, 2008? Like, what is it, PH? Yo, what is life? All right, I think we're... Let's move back.
Stressed him out.
Let's move back. If the question ends up being like, will you get further in life depending on how you say it versus what you're saying, I think people end up utilizing how you say things better than, like, you can get farther depending on how you say things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's usually what happens. But after a while, like, if you're talking about Attack on Titan, my boy Erwin, he will give the best speech to convince people that it's time to die. Right? And a few of them will be like, oh, snap. Like oh, yeah, we're going to do this for humanity. And then there will be one person be like, nah, bro, he's telling us to go out there and just commit. Are you crazy? And it's like, he can convince you to do something because it sounds amazing. But the actual truth is, this is terrible. Like, this is... I can butter it up for you. I can make this... We can saute it, flip it, reverse it, do everything you need, and it'll sound amazing. At the end of the day, what are you eating? This is trash. This right here, this meal, it is terrible, unseasoned. It looked great. It's like when you go online and they have the perfect pictures. When you go online and you look at like McDonald's or something, they got a perfect picture of a burger. Oh, this looks amazing. You go there and get the burger.
That burger be
terrible. It's gray. Why is this burger gray? Why is it like this? Because like you take a bite. Oh, this don't even taste like how it's supposed to taste. The picture you set me up. It sounds beautiful. It looks amazing. But what I got right now, what I actually have, it's rubber. Why would I eat this? I'm getting on the tangent.
Okay. But, so if we take the same exact thing, profound statement, it's said, this is going to even the playing field. You got one profound statement. All right, what's that profound statement? Hold on, let's think. Profound statement is... anything is attainable.
Okay.
That's too easy because it sounds good. That's me. It sounds good. All right, let's think of another one.
But it sounds good, but it's there is some substance to it.
Yeah, so if I don't know how to say that bad, but if somebody said that terribly, which what's more important? What you said or how you say it?
What you actually said. Cause like if I
okay, you can, all right, let's say it's a profound statement. I don't know what this profound statement is, but it's multiple ways to skin a cat. That's not the profound statement, mm-hmm. but the statement, it could be
You actually could have used that.
You're proving my point, though, because you started out, it's a profound statement. That's the whole substance.
So
if it's a profound statement.
So is it more important of what you say or how you say it? If nobody hears it, and now we going back to if a tree falls in the woods, that's why I went there. Because if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, doesn't fall. So if you say a profound statement and nobody hears it or nobody receives it, what value are you giving?
But just because, I hear that. But you can also, again, say things that sound profound, but there's nothing that, like, There's nothing there. So then equally, you don't get any value from it because there was nothing there.
Hear ye.
Nothing there.
Nothing there.
Four scores. And
yeah, there's nothing there. It sounds amazing, but like, there's no, like, in, that's why I say I don't think it's just how you say it, because if it's just how you say it, then go ahead.
I got one. When Joe Biden said he was going to cancel all student debt, that was a profound statement.
It wasn't, because we knew he was lying.
Not everybody knew he was lying. But it had enough weight to get him into office. Because that's where the millennials and everybody who got all the student debt is like, yeah, we're going to vote for him.
That don't count. But that's an attention getter. It's a headline.
It sound good, but it don't got no substance.
I mean, if he was actually doing it, it would have substance. But now we going back to who said it.
All right, so if
you don't think so,
if I'm a opponent, right, mm-hmm. right, I can say something that'll make you feel like I said something so amazing. You know, I looked at the stars and I saw pictures of whatever it is, right?
And it's like mermaids.
And it's like, oh, that sounded amazing. And now you thinking, yeah, but you see how you look at that, right? You see how you look at that, right? Because how she said it in the tone that's supposed to be profound, but you're like, you said it in the right tone, but what she said, it's not clicking.
I said, let me try again. I looked at the stars, and all I saw was dancing mermaids.
Now you gotta make it make sense.
Why do you have to make it make sense? It's all about how it sounds.
It was how I said it.
It didn't sound good either.
Yes, it did.
Remember how when you was telling me I have enough emotion in my lows? Mm-hmm. You don't have enough emotion. It seemed acted, scripted.
I did spoken word. I memorized my line.
I'm going to think of somebody's bars, and I'm going to think of something that's terrible, but I can't think of it right now. But it's not just about how you say it. Because if it was just about how you say it, then, like, so many things, like, so many people would be led astray just by, if it was just about how you said stuff, they'd be like, yeah, I can't even, I got to think of an example. It's not just about how you say it. I still think it's 60-40.
So if you had to pick one, it sounds like y'all going with what you said. What you say over how you say it. I'm going how you say it over what you say.
And I'm going, let's go to this commercial. All
right, going back to Luda, right?
Luda!
Cadillac Grill. Cadillac.
Check out the oil. My Cadillac spills.
What did you gain from that?
He got a Cadillac.
I also know that he needs an oil change.
Right, but that was 100%. He said this. It sounded so cool. Cadillac Grill. Bro.
He didn't say nothing. Donations.
He didn't say nothing at all. Like, realistically.
Flex. Everybody don't got a Cadillac.
That is.
Letting you know, it's levels and it's differences. You got to read between the lines.
Why are you reading between the lines if it don't matter what they said and it only matters how they said it?
And he's trying to. And listen to how he just said it. You know, you got to read between the lines. That had nothing to do with nothing.
Y'all talking about poetry. It's poetry in motion.
Yeah, poetry. The part that's beautiful about poetry is what you're saying. It's really fire when you can read the poetry and still get the message. Like, some people, if you read what they were saying, you would not get the message at all. And it's like, if I read Cadillac, I'm okay, cool, Cadillac. Mm-hmm. I'm never gonna listen to the song ever in life. If you mean to tell me if you heard, not even just that, like, just get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. He was like, hit him with a right hook.
Hit him with a jab.
You're reading that on a page. Yeah, I'm going to go listen to this song. Hit him with a right hook. I ain't never going to listen to
that. Jab. Hit him with an uppercut. Kick. Okay. That's why I started. I read Push because I saw a cuss word. I was like, ooh, fancy. I was like, ooh. And then I'm reading the book. I'm like, this book fire.
There's no way.
But the book had a...
Cadillac grills, Cadillac. Check out the oil. My cat. That's not a story.
But you can't compare... The book Push.
Why people read Dr. Seuss?
To help little kids learn how to read. And also, Dr. Seuss was racist, so I don't even want to shed no light on his catalog.
Exactly. That's why I don't want to read Dr. Seuss. I want to read Cadillac Luda Seuss.
Oh, right.
Oh, my. All I'm saying is, if you were to read that stuff on a page, you would not have...
Without ever hearing it.
Yeah, you would have been like, mm. All right, who else got something?
Yeah, I'd be like, I gotta see how you say this.
No, you would have been like,
As a kid?
Nah, let me move on.
As a kid? I mean, as a kid, I'm reading Cadillac Grills over... Four scores and hear ye.
As an adult. Do you never heard the song, you only saw the lyrics?
Nah. I'm not checking for a Cadillac, so. I'm good. I'm good on Cadillac Grills. As an adult, I'm not checking for a Cadillac, but.
But that was his point earlier. Like.
Okay. Oh, I've got me a Cadillac. Would y'all say that that's a good substance song? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Got me a Cadillac.
Or even like, how you jazz and tell them, right? Toxic. Call me toxic, but you'll never call me stupid. Right? If I read it, I'm like, okay, you can call me toxic, don't ever call me stupid. Alright, cool. I like that. Like, just hearing it. Like, anybody else can say it and it'll be like...
Anybody else can't say that and it sound fire.
I'm ruthless. Cause I'm a player.
It's not gonna sound as fire.
Nature, but I always keep it honest. So for you, there's one more spot less than my butt. I keep saying...
Check out,
I was going to say my live version.
Jasmine D. Sullivan. I mean, Brandy Sullivan.
Brandy
Sullivan coming soon. Stop playing. The biggest.
But granted, Jasmine has the perfect... Another person who has the perfect marriage between what they're saying and how they're saying it.
Sorry.
And it's a perfect marriage between what she's saying and how she's saying it. Like, she has an amazing, amazing voice. And once you get past the voice, it's like, oh, man, this is fire.
I got an idea. So, when we was in college, Damon created this event. It's called Say It With Your Chest. Where we were bringing lyrics to whatever, like, one of our favorite songs and just read them, right? I think we should do that. Not right now. I feel like that should be like a next episode, a bonus episode, whatever, however we want to do it. But we grab some lyrics from our favorite songs. Don't read them before we sit down. Like, and then we come together and we
think of our favorite songs.
Like, we can each grab at least 3 to 5 songs and then we go through and be like, not even read the title, but it just be like, would you want to listen to this?
Yeah, just based off of the lyrics.
The lyrics alone.
All right.
That wasn't the event, but we used to read them as poetry, and it was hilarious. Especially DMX.
Yeah,
songs.
DMX. Whoa.
Hilarious.
Jasmine Sullivan, fire, though. That would be one of my songs. Not toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, even to a degree with DMX, y'all, if I'm reading, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here. Bro, I'd be like, what? But it isn't until you hear when you hear the
mama up in here,
right, that's what sells you on it, right? But like on paper, it's like, oh, that wasn't necessarily substance. But he's an exception because his voice is so, it was so unique that people cared enough to like even he can say something that's not that good, and it'll sound amazing. Anybody else says it, it's like, ah, that's not that good. So
but that was him. If we sit staying on that was him. Yeah. So it's true to him. And he's speaking in the terminology of his audience. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. We're up in here. We're up in here.
But
y'all gonna make me go all out. We're up in here.
But if you're not saying the up in here like that, if I'm just like, where?
Up in here.
Up in here.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. I might not even want to hear it, but
the added connection comes from his voice.
Yeah, and on top of that, right, his voice was so good. I don't believe he was, but like, he could have been lying about everything, but because he knew how to say it, people, like, you felt it. And it's like, if everything he was saying wasn't true, then it's like, all right. Like, what it for you? If everything that he was saying wasn't true, I'm trying not to argue for your point. But everything what he was saying wasn't true. It still felt like it was true because of how he was saying it. Now, for everybody else, most people, it's like, I think it's like what you're actually saying probably in the long run, it probably matters more of what you're saying than it does how you're saying it. Because I think that's what people usually are connected to, like, what you're saying versus how you're. Because like, if I feel like you're speaking for me. Like, you as an artist are speaking for me, it's usually because you're saying things that I actually feel. It's not because how you said it. It's like, you spoke to, like, I'm trying to think of some of an example. But
we could go back to back in the day when the white people would take the black people's songs. They saying the same thing, but the white people not speaking for the black people. Not because of what they're saying. It's because of how they're saying it.
All right. Or like back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I still wish I was a kid. All of like just reading that or just hearing that is what they're actually saying back in the, when I was a kid. Like when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. That has nothing to do with how he. It does have something to do. It's 40% how he said it. Right. But what he actually said, it's like, oh, snap. Like when you're listening to what they're saying, it's like, dang, this is me. Like, this is me. And it wasn't even just the sound of it. It was like what they said was me. It's like, dang, this is how I feel. This is my exact experience. And I think that's what, like, that's why I think it's 60-40. Because, like, the 40, it's a very strong 40. It's not like this 40% is a lot. Like, you gotta, because if you don't dress it up, then you end up like some of the people, like the rapping raps, where it's like, bruh. You just rapping at me for 48 minutes. Bro, I don't
know. Or you end up like the tree in the woods that fall and nobody hears it.
Yeah, whatever. Did it make sense?
I'm making it make sense.
You're making it make sense, yeah.
Nobody heard it.
Because of how you're saying it. That's what you're saying.
Nah, because
right? that was your point. That was your point.
You say something profound and you don't say it in a way that people want to hear it. I mean, you still said something profound, but it's not received because of how you said it.
What?
Run the tapes back. I'm not crazy.
All right, here's a quick question. Do you feel like you've seen more examples of people be successful doing music? People be successful in music because of how they said it or because of what they said?
I mean, if we go back to a previous episode, success is subjective.
Oh.
So what I deem as success, you guys may not deem as success.
So for you,
let's get a standard.
Let's get a standard. Mm-hmm. What's the standard you about to set?
We was gonna come to a consensus.
All right, I feel like those that I've seen that have been very successful in music figured out a balance between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even if you're if you look like at Michael Jackson or like Prince.
Purple Rain.
But if you look at them in their catalog, the songs that they have released, they not only sounded good, like the way that they said stuff sounded good. They got their point across with the sound, but also in the lyrics. If you were to sit down and just read the lyrics, it's a lot more substance in there than you realize. I feel like even if you look at a lot of Beyonce stuff, or even like we already mentioned Jasmine Sullivan, but I feel like a lot of the more successful artists, they found a balance between the two when it comes to, I think, singing versus like rappers and stuff like that. It's a little bit harder, I think, to make the full point because not all singers write their songs.
Yeah.
But if their songwriters are writing specifically for them, some of it is based on their experience, or they may have collaborated with the songwriter in order to write it. So, but I feel like the most successful artists that are, in my opinion, successful, a lot of them, or are on their way to being successful, a lot of them have found the balance between the two. Even if you go back to like the Anita Bakers, the Patti LaBelle's, like people like that, they have a balance.
Yeah, and I think it definitely is subjective, right, for everybody. But like, all right, why do you like, for me? Because I know you say you used to like Meek. You like Meek a lot more when you were younger than you like Meek now. Why?
Probably because I was closer. I was much closer to the Philadelphia area, so I could resonate with what he was saying more than I am now.
I feel like you're trying to make this sound
good. He's trying to dress it up. Yeah, he's trying to dress it up. But I know that's not...
Meek doing his thing, I'm doing my thing.
What that mean?
I don't be wanting to hear what he be talking about.
That's the whole point. It still sound good. The mix is beautiful. He's still yelling exactly how he was yelling.
I'm not his target audience anymore. If he was still yelling like how he was yelling, I would probably still listen.
But why you ain't his target audience no more?
I just don't be caring what he's having to say.
It's my entire point.
The life that he be talking about, I don't live that life. I don't want nothing to do with that life.
And that determined whether or not you continue to listen to him or stop listening to him. So it wasn't about how he was saying whatever he was saying. It was more about what he was saying.
Nah, but I would still listen to old me.
Yeah, but
yeah. when he dropped, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna give it a listen. Yeah,
but it's not the same because if you felt like he would have elevated with you, then you would have been like, all right, cool. I like what he's taught. He we're on the same kind of time. We're on the same kind of vibe. Like it's like with friends. Like you could be friends with somebody, and it's like they sound like they're doing something, but when you actually look at what they're doing, and we like you talking like you're doing something, but when we look at we not on the same kind of time.
Yeah, he don't sing enough for me. I be listening to singing. Like, if you rapping without a melody, you gotta be different. Me different, but it's different.
He's not that different.
But yeah, so I think a balance is needed. Especially to listen to an artist like in longevity. Like to keep listening. You ain't have to do that. But to keep listening, like to grow with the artist, I feel like a balance is necessary. And it don't always have to be a balance. Like every song doesn't have to have a balance. Like some of the songs can just be like, oh, this just sound good. Or this spoke to me just because you were saying what you said. But I feel like that's a thing for life. Like you gotta find a balance in how you say things. What?
Harmony.
Sorry. Gotta find a harmony between what you say and how you say things. Yeah. Because that brings about the best level of communication amongst you, your peers, and your family.
Moral of the story, you gotta know when to lay them and know when to play them. You know what I'm talking about?
You gotta moral of the story, talk to me nice and no talking at all.
No in folding. No when to walk away. No when to run. You got, I don't know the next line, but I bet you thought I did.
I see credits rolling.
Thank you all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, Gray Area.
I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And if you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. This may wind up being a longer conversation later, but the most important thing is that you find a harmony between what you say and how you say it. And also, don't be out here offending people.
Word.
Point blank, period. So, have a great night. And
but if you don't ruffle no feathers, sometimes feathers gotta be ruffled. That's all. That's where I'm gonna leave it at. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
So, Do what's best for you, but also
a hummingbird go home. That's basically what
I'm saying. I'm a king. I'm royalty. Do it as you please. Wrap it up.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
Adios.
Bye.
Yeah.